أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue with our look at mnemonics, which is a methodology of being able to memorize the names of the surah of the Quran in order. Today we will look at section 10, which is surah number 61 to surah number 70. Now the focus point here is first 62. And the way you remember 62 is Surat al-Jumu'ah. It's Friday is the sixth day of the week. And in Salat al-Jumu'ah, we pray two rakat salah instead of the four for Zuhr. So 6 and 2, 62. Then you can look at 65. And 65 is Surat al-Talaq. In the UK, most men retire at the age of 65. The age has been raised now, but they divorce themselves from the office. Now, you can just remember 65, divorce yourself from the office, which is Surat al-Talaq. Well, let's look at the mnemonic. In the Saf of Jumu'ah, so in the lines of Jumu'ah, Saf is really the ranks. So in the Saf of Jumu'ah, the hypocrites worry about loss and gain. I start again. In the Saf, which is number 61, of Jumu'ah 62, the hypocrites, which is 63, worry about loss and gain, which is 64. Thus, divorcing themselves from reality, which was 65, divorce, and prohibiting themselves from the kingdom. To prohibit is 66, which is Surat al-Tahrim. Kingdom is 67, which is Mulk. This is signed by the pen, 68, of truth, 69, which ascends all others, which is higher, which goes up more than others. So Ma'arij is the stairway, number 70. I'll go again. If you close your eyes, the story is easier. In the Saf of Jumu'ah, the hypocrites worry about loss and gain, thus divorcing themselves from reality and prohibiting themselves from the kingdom. This is signed by the pen of truth, which ascends all others. So 61 was Saf, 62 is Jumu'ah, 63 is Munafiqun, 64 is Taghabun, which is gain and loss, 65 is Talaq, which is divorce. 66 is prohibiting, which is Tahrim, 67 is Mulk, which is kingdom, 68 is Pen, which is Qalam, 69 is Haq, which is truth, and 70 is Ma'arij, which is the stairway which ascends. Inshallah, we will look at section 11 next time. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ